Hello everyone. A few days ago, on May 25th, Padre Pio's birthday, the intentions entrusted to this apostolate were prayerfully carried to Pietrelcina, his hometown. I've received a short clip and a few photos from our dear Mr. George Martin to share with you. He kindly apologizes that his English isn't strong, so I'll translate for him. I prayed for all of you. For everyone who is part of Padre Pio's channel in England, in Croatia, and in all the other countries, I prayed and also entrusted your intentions to the Capuchin Fathers here in Pietrelcina. May 25th is Padre Pio's birthday, and on the 26th, here at the Church of St. Anne, I offered another prayer for everyone. Amen.
Amen.
Here's Mr. Martin inside the Church of St. Anne. Beside him is the baptismal font where Padre Pio himself was baptized. He also touched our intentions to this very font. This is the view toward the altar. For those who may not know, inside the altar are relics of St. Pius the Martyr, also known as St. Pius I, the 10th Pope of the Church. His relics, originally brought from the catacombs in Rome, were gifted to the community of Pietrelcina in 1801. But why am I mentioning this? Because Padre Pio is believed to have chosen his own religious name in honor of this very saint, Saint Pius the Martyr. Mr. Martin also carried our intentions inside Padre Pio's home, the house where he was born and first opened his eyes to this world. Finally, the intentions were entrusted at the Capuchin Church of the Holy Family in Pietrelcina, where so many souls continue to come seeking prayer and hope through Padre Pio's intercession. All of this was done prayerfully and with great care by our colleague Mr. George Martin, just as he promised. A very special thank you to him. May Padre Pio continue to intercede for all of those who entrusted their prayers to him. And if you'd like to support what we do, please consider joining our Protected Children of Padre Pio program. You can find the link below. Thank you, and God bless you.